We turn now to Missouri, where one Senate candidate is making fellow Republicans nervous. That's because of controversies surrounding former Governor Eric Greitens. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports.
It's a Friday evening at a packed gymnasium in Wellington, Missouri, and Republicans from in and around Lafayette County are here for their annual Lincoln Dinner. Since it's an election year, this gathering in the Republican and rural outpost is a good opportunity for GOP voters to meet U.S. Senate hopefuls.
I talk about the plan to turn our country around, the plan to restore America's greatness.
They're going to have some funny lines along the way, but I'm the one who's actually taken action.
If I can get some oxygen and get some people to know who I am, I can win the thing.
That's Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, and Congressman Billy Long all working the crowd in Wellington. One Senate candidate who is absent is former Governor Eric Greitens. He's a leading contender to succeed retiring Senator Roy Blunt, even though he resigned in 2018 amid a torrent of controversy over an extramarital affair and campaign finance woes. Here he is in February.
We need fighters who are willing to do what it takes to take our country back, to take our country back from the left, and also fighters who are willing to take on the establishment, willing to take on the mainstream media.
But Greitens' comeback can't escape the shadow of scandal. His ex-wife, Sheena Greitens, swore under oath recently that he was physically and emotionally abusive, both to her and their son. It prompted scores of GOP officials to call for Greitens to drop out of the race, including former Missouri Republican Party chairwoman Kay Hoflander, who hasn't backed any of the GOP Senate hopefuls yet.
Someday, his children will see this messy, dark story about their family. And they need to know, I think, that there were people who stood up for their mom.
Greitens has denied the allegations and is defiantly refusing to step aside. And that's stoking concerns that he may narrowly win a divided field and give Democrats a chance to win a solidly GOP seat. But the rush to prevent a Greitens nomination is about more than general election fears. Greitens has made lots of enemies within the Missouri Republican Party during his time as governor. This history of animosity is a big reason why there's a drive to stop Greitens, according to John Lamping. He's a former state lawmaker who backed Greitens' 2016 gubernatorial campaign, but is neutral in this Senate contest.
Now, they'll say he'll lose in the general election. Well, they're just trying to appeal to people's emotions. But the reason they don't like him is because he doesn't care what they think.
Former President Trump is another big factor in the Senate race. He hasn't endorsed anybody in the contest, but the main candidates are trying to appeal to his voters by constantly litigating President Biden's 2020 win and opposing things like COVID restrictions. Lamping says candidates who adopt a more populist and nationalist edge could stand out among energized GOP voters.
They look at the two parties as a kind of a uniparty. It's a cartel, and they feel like they're on the outside looking in.
The fate of Greitens is up to people like Mark Schroer, who works in municipal government in Wellington. As he passes out raffle tickets at the Lincoln Dinner, Schroer says that the focus on personal scandals is a distraction from issues that actually impact people, like getting a handle on inflation.
The mudslinging doesn't really affect my pocketbook. I want to know what they're going to do when they get to U.S. Senate.
Eric Kolkmeyer runs a trucking company in Odessa, Missouri, and he too is undecided on who he wants to replace Blunt.
I don't like the drama. I want the best candidate. I want somebody that's issues-driven, that's personally aligned with me values-wise.
Missouri Republicans like Kolkmeyer will make the final call on who should lead the party into the midterm elections on August 2nd. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.